And we're back, Thursday edition. Today's topical currents, Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. Well, Thursday's food and dining segments have finally arrived. We're joined by my friend, chef, author, and syndicated columnist, Linda Gassenheimer. So, Linda, what used to be known as the United Way Food and Wine Festival has been renamed and even expanded. We're going to learn more about that today.
You gave away my secret.
Oh.
Well, hello, Joe. Hello, Bonnie.
I'm famous
hey, Linda.
For that.
Well, if you like wine and food, South Florida is a wine and food mecca. There's so many food and wine festivals. It's just a big party here. Well, Veritage Miami starts April 17th, and it goes on for the weekend. And you may be wondering what Veritage Miami is. If you didn't listen to Joe, you might know. We have some news for you. And here to give us that news is Royal Caribbean Cruises Chairman and CEO, Richard Fain. And he says his title is, I have to get this straight, his Royal Corkscrew of Veritage Miami. Welcome, Richard Fain.
Linda, thank you very much for having me.
Great to have you with us. And also with us is Wynwood Kitchen Bar and Kitchen and Bar Chef, and that's Miguel Aguilar. Yes, I said it?
That is correct. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. He's going to be participating in the opening event. It's the craft beer tasting, and he's filled our studio with food. Mm-hmm. So we're very happy that he's here.
He looks like a proficient chef, doesn't he?
What does a proficient chef look like?
I hope so.
He just has that look.
I hope so.
Right.
Of competence.
Well, for sure he is, because his food's delicious. So there you are. Well, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions for his Royal Corkscrew or anyone else? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. And do we have email today?
We do, radio@WLRN.org.
Okay, and joining us by Skype, as he does every week, is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. You can read Fred Tasker's column in today's Miami Herald. He also writes the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column in today's Herald. So, Tasker, what are we drinking?
Tasker, suddenly, huh?
Well, hey, Gassenheimer, we're drinking Alsatian wines. That should go well with some of this delicious food.
All right, you're missing out on this food here.
I know.
Yes, right. All right, well, let's go to Richard Fain. Okay, Richard Fain, what is Veritage?
Well, thank you. You know, it's interesting. The United Way Wine and Food Festival has been around for quite a while, and over the years has raised over $12 million. But this year, we thought we would take it to a whole new level. It's been successful. It's four nights of amazing parties of different types. But we wanted actually to take it even further so that we could involve more people in the activity and we could raise more money, because in the end, that's really what the objective
is. Veritage? Where'd that come from?
Well, you know, the United Way Wine and Food Festival was just such a mouthful, and it really didn't convey all that was going on, and it sounded, frankly, boring. And so we wanted to do something that convey that this was something unique, uniquely Miami, and so something that we could own. And Veritage is a good combination. It sounds reminds you a little bit of wine, reminds you a little bit of truth, but it's actually a made-up name. But at the end of next week, everybody's going to be thinking of that as not a hard name to remember, but something that's quite exciting.
But here's another name, his Royal Corkscrew. What is that?
But of course. You know, originally I was asked to take the chair of this event, and it seemed to me that was as boring as the name of the event itself. And so I thought I would take a clue out of the Mikado and just make up names. They sound wonderful. They, of course, have absolutely no meaning, and the Royal Corkscrew seemed appropriate. So everybody has a title. All the titles sound very exalted. None of them mean anything whatsoever.
What are some of the other ones?
Well, we have the Dom of Funship. We have the Knight of the Fourth, the Dean of the Fourth, the Queen of the Fourth Knight. We have the Royal Imbiber. So we have a whole series of names.
So who is the Royal Imbiber?
Oh, that's the job I want.
Well, that sounds great. Okay, so you've changed the events this year, and we have a new event. That's the Wednesday night event?
Well, we have a couple of changes, and it's kept evolving. But this year, I think we've taken it to a whole new step. So the Wednesday night event will be at Wynwood Walls, and it's going to be a beer bash, and it's going to have street performers. I think we're expecting about 1,000 people to take over that whole area. The restaurants will be providing noshes for people to enjoy, and it's just a very typical Miami night. If your typical night involves street performers and wines and a hundred different craft beer, etc.
Okay, well, talking about that, we have a chef right here who is the chef at Wynwood Kitchen and Bar. So, Chef Miguel, tell me, obviously you're going to be part of it, and you've brought us food. What are you going to be serving?
Well, we're going to be serving what we brought you today, which is the skirt skewers. They're topped off with a little chimichurri.
Juicy and wonderful. And what's the sauce? The chimichurri
sauce? It's chimichurri, which is a mixture of garlic, some herbs, a little bay leaf, and a little bit of vinegar and olive oil just to balance out.
Now, that's on a stick, so you can just walk around with the stick in one hand and don't forget the beer in the other.
One hand for the food, one hand for the beer. You got to keep a nice balance.
Steak on a stick. That sounds great.
Aside from the skirt skewer, we're also going to be serving our number one seller at the restaurant, which is the chicken ropa vieja empanada. And it's a stew of chicken thighs.
Wait, say that slowly. Chicken ropa vieja. So that's not the usual ropa vieja. It's chicken.
No, it's chicken, correct. And it's just the word of ropa vieja means shredded old clothes. And basically it's that. It's a shredded chicken thigh that we stew with red and yellow pepper, some Spanish onion, and then a chipotle chicken stock reduction sauce.
It's not too spicy.
I'm in for that.
It's not too spicy. And what's this red thing I had in the middle of it?
That's the sauce. Which
is the pepper? Was there a red pepper on
there? There was red pepper and yellow pepper in there as well.
Oh. And then the sauce is made with cilantro.
The cilantro crema, which is sour cream, cilantro, and some lime juice for a little acidity.
So tell me something, Wynwood Walls, both Richard and you have been talking about. What is Wynwood Walls? Richard or Chef?
Well, I think it's one of the up-and-coming areas of Miami. It's one of the things there you see is it's covered in graffiti. It's an area, really, I think, for the young people to express themselves. And we have, I think, a total of 28 different restaurants that are providing food and the 100 craft beers. So it's going to be quite an event for the evening.
And there's no wine at this one. It's just
and
beer.
But in case you're desperate, the next night has wine, and the next night at Merrick Park will have wines and also noshes.
Right, and books. There's going to be book selling there, and
we're honored to have you, Linda, and others to sign your books, and Books and Books are organizing all of that. So it's a great opportunity. So that's more of the wine aficionados who can enjoy themselves.
But then there's really a special event going on. I think it's the last night, and this is at an airport hangar. And wait a minute, I have a name here. I have a name. Jane Abbas is in charge of this event. And she's the Queen of Cork? Did you make up these names, Richard Fain?
Well, I think we all got together. We sampled what we were going to be all tasting, the wine and the beer, and we came up with some, I thought, very imaginative names. Jane previously had the boring name of the chairperson of the United Way, Jane and Leonard have graciously volunteered their hangar, 1942 restored hangar, at the Opa-locka Airport. And that's going to be the site of the Saturday night event. And it's going to be an amazing time.
Well, I understand because they've restored it. It's a vintage from, World War II?
Exactly.
Obviously, it must be. And so there's going to be some vintage planes there, some vintage cars. And I want to see you do this, Richard, swing dancing.
I'll follow you with that, Linda. But yeah, the hangar itself is quite spectacular because it is original and it's been restored, but restored to its original look, and it's a magnificent place. And where better to have vintage planes, cars? Many people will come in vintage outfits. I'd love to see you in the kind of narrow dress they wore at that time.
Very nice, Richard.
Hey,
His Royal Corkscrew. So tell me something. That's what, Saturday night?
That's Saturday night.
And then Friday night's another event.
Friday Night is also one of the great successes of the program for many years, and that is an interactive dinner where Chef Ballou is going to lead all of us, and one person from
each... This is Daniel Ballou from J.W. Marriott, isn't it? Yes, right.
J.W. Marriott Marquis, and he's actually going to be the guest chef who's going to lead everybody, and one person from each table, supported by a student from Johnson & Wales, is actually going to cook the dinner.
Wow, that sounds great.
It's always been amazingly successful. People love it.
I think there's a whole range of prices here, so there's something for everyone. I think the Beer Fest is about, what, $55 a person for all
$55.
For all the beer and wine, all the beer and food.
All the beer and food. Yeah, all you can eat.
Up in the Design District, yes?
Yeah, and it's Midway. Actually in the Art District, which is Wynwood.
What's the website where you can get tickets and stuff?
Veritage Miami. V-E-R, let's see if I can spell this. V-E-R-I-T-A-G-E, yes?
Yes, it sounds French, but it's easy to spell. It's just like it sounds.
.com.
Okay.
Or else they can call the United Way if they can't remember that. But Richard would like them to remember Veritage Miami. Okay, so Richard, I can't help but ask you this question because we've known each other for quite a long time. And your wife gave me this information. And she said, you're in charge of a food and wine event. But your idea of a gourmet meal is to put cheese on your hamburger?
Clearly, after 43 years, Colleen and I have been married too long. She knows me too well. But I don't have to like it. I think the food, the important thing is that the people who come will like it. It is gourmet food. And the other important thing is we've got to remember this is for the neediest in our community. And we are raising the level of savings tremendously. It's raised $12 million so far.
Fantastic.
This will be great.
Right. Well, we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking with Royal Caribbean Cruise Line's Richard Fain, or as he's now called, His Royal Corkscrew, and Wynwood Kitchen and Bar's Chef Miguel Aguilar. Yes, I said it right. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we're talking about Veritage Miami, the United Way Food and Wine Festival, with Royal Caribbean Cruise Line Chairman and CEO Richard Fain, better known as His Royal Corkscrew Head of Veritage. And I'm saying,
if you'd like to kiss my ring, I have it here available for you.
Kindness. Thank you. And Wynwood Kitchen and Bar Chef Miguel Aguilar, they've been telling us about the exciting events coming up April 17th through the 20th. For more information, or if you want to buy tickets, you can go to veritagemiami.com, or you can call the United Way. But for those times when we're not going to festivals, which seem to be happening a lot here, food and wine festivals, it's dinner in minutes time. So today's dinner is very simple. It's a horseradish encrusted chicken with garlic, sweet potatoes, and snap peas. And I'm drooling as I'm talking
garlic,
about it.
Garlic, sweet potatoes, yeah.
I knew you'd like that. Okay, so it's so simple. I mix some horseradish with some mayonnaise, and that gives a lot of zip to these boneless, skinless chicken thighs. The chicken's coated with the mixture, and then I roll the chicken in some panko breadcrumbs. And I like to use the panko crumbs because those are very crunchy. They're toasted before they're used, and you can even get whole wheat ones now. And you can find them in the supermarket. So you just mix it up with the mayonnaise and the horseradish. You roll the chicken in it. You roll the chicken in the breadcrumbs. And then you sauté it for about 5 minutes per side. 165, 170.
Sauté in olive oil?
No, it just sauté in a nonstick pan. Because you've got
the
mayonnaise.
It has the mayonnaise.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe a teaspoon of olive oil, okay?
Or maybe a little butter.
For you, anything, Joe. Okay. Good. Now, next, when that's done, while that's cooking, you can take some sweet potatoes and sugar snap peas, or you could use any green vegetable you wanted, broccoli, green beans. And I peel the potatoes and cut them about the same size as this sugar snap peas, put them in a bowl, a little garlic, and a little bit of olive oil. Okay, Joe? Yes? All right, then I microwave it for just a few minutes. And that's so easy. You've only got one pan to clean, and that recipe is in today's Miami Herald. But if you want another chicken recipe that has sweet potatoes in it, I have a barbecued Korean chicken with sweet potato salad at Dinner in a minute's not
so
come.
Even a klutz like me could make that meal in 15 minutes?
I'll give you 25, Joe. Okay? All right? First of all, you have to go to the kitchen and turn on the light. That's a major effort here for you. Anyway, and please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, I got a question here. What have you ever tried a wine from Alsace? You write about this in my column in the Miami Herald today, so please take a look because I think these wines are very much worth trying.
So that's Alsace as in Alsace-Lorraine?
Yeah, yes. It's the area, it's in France, actually. It's on France's northern border with Germany. And the two countries have fought over this area for decades, so even centuries, and they've both taken turns running it. So because of that, the wines reflect the culture of both countries. These are mostly white wines, but they have German names like Riesling and Gewürztraminer, but they're made in the French style.
So they're kind of French-German wines?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's
in Germany,
a combination.
For example, Riesling is often slightly sweet and relatively low in alcohol. It could be even 11% or even less. In Alsace, it's more often bone dry in the French style with a full 12% alcohol. And this is because of history and culture and I guess mainly because the weather in Alsace is a little warmer than it is in Germany. Now, in Alsace, restaurants serve Riesling with the region's most characteristic dish, which is charcuterie, which is sauerkraut with sausages and other kinds of pork. So this ought to be right up Joe's alley. Mm-hmm. Don't know how you feel about sauerkraut.
Joe, how do you feel about it?
I'm not a big sauerkraut fan, really.
But the
sausage. Just eat the pork, then, Joe.
Okay.
You should like the pork.
There we go.
And one time I brought a bottle of dry Alsatian Gewürztraminer to a Cuban pig roast, and it was the hit of the party. Wonderful combination.
Are these wines easy to get? I mean, where would
you get them? Any ABC, Crown, any of the big stores will have them, sure.
Okay.
And another really nice white wine from Alsace is one called Cramant d'Alsace Sparkling Wine. This is actually made in the same method they use for France's famous champagnes.
I know
you've
been in
different grapes.
Well, has there been a week without champagne here?
There, not for a long time,
okay.
And there isn't going to be.
Okay. What are we doing with champagne?
But they use local grapes, including Pinot Blanc, Auxerrois, Pinot Gris, and Riesling.
What
and
was
it,
that
it
word?
Comes out nice
Auxerrois. What is that?
That is a white grape from Alsace. It's spelled Auxerrois.
Wow.
Usual spelling.
The usual spelling?
Mm-hmm.
Usual
okay.
spelling, yeah. The final nice thing about these wines is that they're not super expensive. Most are $20 or less. So give them a try and maybe you'll thank me.
There you go. All right. So let's get back to Veritage, and we have Chef here. Now, you're going to have beer, and Fred, as we've been talking about, we've been tasting this wonderful chicken ropa vieja empanadas.
That sounds fabulous.
In a cilantro sauce, dripping delicious.
Thank you.
And then we have the skirt steak, which is just perfectly cooked. And I want to tell everybody, Chef came to the station with all this food on a motorcycle. And he made it,
so
and the food made it.
What kind of craft beer are you drinking with that?
We're going to have a lot of local breweries, especially one that's opening up in the near future. It's called Wynwood Brewing Company. Miami Brewing Company is also going to be there. And Brown Distributor is going to be bringing most of these local breweries and different types of beers. You know, we're going to have all from different stouts, pilsners, and pale ales.
You know, that's good to hear because for a long time, Miami was kind of behind the times in craft beers. It sounds like they're catching up now.
Yeah, I wonder at the beginning, because a lot of the craft breweries couldn't make it in Miami for a while, and it seems like they're doing better now.
Yeah, it seems like the trend's starting to catch up. I've been in Miami for 2 years from Philadelphia, and up north, it's a very big thing going on. And it's been probably for the past 5 years or so.
But do you sell a lot of beer as opposed to wine at Wynwood Kitchen and
yeah,
Bar?
Yeah, at Wynwood Kitchen and Bar, we probably have one of the biggest selections of craft beers in Miami.
Wow.
Yeah, I think across the country, people are getting sick of wimpy light beer, and they're turning to craft beers that actually have some flavor.
Well, so what would you pair with your empanadas and your steak? I mean, one's a chicken and one's a steak, and what do you do with that?
I mean, for the chicken, I would go with a lighter beer, something more in the essence of a pilsner. And then for the steak, I would go with a stout, something that has a little more body, so it blends in better.
Mm-hmm. And how would you, I mean, we know, well, we hear Fred Tasker talking all the time about this cherries and chocolates and everything else in the wine. And
oh, you can find anything you want in wine these days. You can get Godiva chocolate in your, I mean, in beers. You can get Godiva chocolate in your stout if you want it.
Is that right? The real chocolate? I mean, should I run out to get that, or is it just going to taste like chocolate?
I've always meant to call him up and ask him, how do you get chocolate into beer? Hmm. I do not understand that.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time. It's been really a very tasty week. Richard Fain, his Royal Corkscrew, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, and I look forward to welcoming you all to the 4 days of festivities.
Next week, they're coming up. The festival is April 17th through 20th. For more information, you can go to veritagemiami.com or you can call the United Way. Now, Chef Miguel Aguilar, I got it right, right?
Yes.
Okay.
As in Christine.
That's Aguilera.
Okay. Wynwood Kitchen and Bar, thank you for joining us and for the very, very delicious food.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And good luck Wednesday night.
It's going to be a ball.
Right. Bonnie Berman and Joe Cooper, you ate well today.
It's been fun today.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Hey, good luck with the festival.
Next week, we'll be talking with Mary Carmen Martinez. She's going to help us make our kitchens more eco-friendly for Earth Day. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.